Amen. Thank you, man. Good morning. Good to see everybody this morning. It is good to gather together, isn't it, as the people of God? I'll tell you what, that last song, man, it just, every time I sing that song, I can't even get the first lyrics out. I'm just moved, you know? I'm just like choking all up. It's just, there's nothing more I want than God to be my vision, to be my direction, to be guiding my life, to be pointing me and leading me where He wants me to be. Because I know that in that is so much peace and assurance and confidence, and it is fulfillment of life, isn't it? It's fulfillment of life. When God is directing your life, when He is your vision, your life is fulfilled. You experience what fulfillment is in life. So, like Anthony said, we've been in the series for the last 9 weeks, and today is the 10th week of the series, and we're going to wrap it up today. And nobody said amen? Okay, that's good. I really... community of people who are in covenant with God, what it looks like, who we are, and why we are. I've really, really, really enjoyed it. And I hope that more than anything that you can walk away from this series feeling like you know God a little bit more, you know? That feeling like you know the heart of God a little bit more, that you were reminded of the heart of God, something that, you know, that you had maybe forgotten. And that you have a clear understanding of your purpose as a person in this community of God, the people of God who has been bound to Him in covenant. And at the end of this, at the end of the sermon, we're going to take communion. We're going to meet around the Lord's table again. We've actually taken communion. This will be our third time taking communion in this series, which I think is pretty significant because it is a symbol of it, this is communion of God's people that are in covenant with Him. And so today we're a summary of the last 9 messages. If you would like to, if you missed any of those messages, you can look them up on our website. Even more conveniently, you can research them on our church app, and you can listen to them as well. But this morning, I want to talk to you about an attribute of God that He desires to reproduce in His people, and that is faithfulness. That is faithfulness. The attribute of God's, it is His attribute, and He desires to reproduce that in His community of people. And so the focus of this morning is that we would be a people of God, the community of God, in covenant with Him, sealed by the blood, that we would be found as a faithful community in return to Him and His faithful to us and His faithfulness to us. And so if you want to have, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to be in chapter 7 this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 7. This morning we prepare ourselves for the future. We prepare ourselves for the future as the community of God. Over and 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 over again. He is faithful. And it is the thing that just keeps me coming back. Is that God is the most reliable, the most dependable. He holds to His promises. He will never fail you. He will never turn, go back on His promises. He does what He says He's going to do. He will always do what He says He's going to do. Our God is faithful. No matter what circumstance you find yourself in this morning, God is faithful. And the result of whatever it is that you're going through and the circumstance that you're going through may not be what you imagined it to be, but it is what God imagined it to be. He is faithful to each and every one of us. That is awesome news. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, I just want to give a little bit of context before we read this. The nation of Israel is the community of God at this point, and they are about to enter into this land that God had promised to them. He had entered into a covenant. so here they are. This passage that we're about to read is a call to the people of God, the community of God, to remain faithful unto God for one reason only, because God was faithful first. God was faithful first. Amen? Here we go. We're going to read in Deuteronomy chapter. Make no treaty with them and show about to experience his faithfulness. And his faithfulness calls for his people to be faithful in return. His faithfulness calls for his people to be faithful in return. So he says, destroy every idol. Let nothing stand before you. Because any idol in your life that is a high And the thing about God says, destroy every idol, because nothing is to stand between you and me. My faithfulness calls for my people to be faithful in return. God goes on in verse 6, he says, for the Lord your God, think about that. You this morning. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were. Verse 8 says, but, my favorite word in the Bible, but it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with the land of slavery, with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. It was because God loved you. It was because God loved you and he kept the oath that he swore. In verse 9, he says, this is to the people, the community of God. Know that. And he keeps his covenant of love to 1,000 generations to those who love him and keep his commandments. Let me read that again. Know therefore, church, that the Lord your God is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. This morning I want you to know that we are in covenant with a faithful God. And I think that we have to get our minds and our hearts wrapped around the faithfulness of God before we can even begin to look at our faithfulness in return. God is faithful to you this morning. What does that mean? What does it mean to be faithful? It means to be firmly devoted. It means to be loyal, worthy of trust and belief and reliable, consistent with truth. This is our God. This is who we are in covenant with this morning. And this covenant will last for eternity. You have a faithful God this morning. You see, we exist as a community only because God is faithful. We are a people of God. We exist as a covenant community only because God, we have been called into being by a faithful God. You see, unless God gathers us together, we're not a true community. Our essence is founded upon God's faithfulness. And this faithfulness of God's, this attribute, this quality of God's, is something that he desires to reproduce in his people. It is something that he desires to reproduce in his people. Faithfulness occurs when we allow the Lord Jesus Christ to reproduce himself in us. And we will put the Lord Jesus Christ before everything else. And we allow him to transform our lives. And so our response is to be a faithful community to him in return. And it's based on that certain truth that God was faithful first. That God was faithful first. Now, let me just make a little bit of distinction between Old Covenant faithfulness and New Testament covenant faithfulness. In the Old Testament, Faithfulness was measured by what? Their ability to keep the law, right? This is how their faithfulness was measured. How well, how big your ability to keep the law that God provided, to how well you uphold their law. It was measured by their ability to live by the law. But now, Jesus fulfilled that new covenant, that old covenant, right? He fulfilled that law. He fulfilled the requirements on our part. He fulfilled humanity's requirements to the law. And so now, I'm by keeping the law. Our faithfulness is measured in our devotion and faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ, and our surrendering of our will to His will. That's how faithfulness is measured. The surrendering of our will to the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's how our faithfulness is demonstrated now. But one thing we see is that obedience is still a sign of faithfulness. Do not think that because Jesus came and fulfilled the requirements of the law that obedience went out the window. Obedience is still key. Jesus says in John 14, He answers them, His disciples, and He says, "If anyone loves Me, he will keep My word. It will keep My commands. And My Father will love Him. And we will come to Him and make our home with Him." He goes on a few verses later. Keep your eyes fixed on the way of Jesus. If you love Jesus, keep your eyes That's faithfulness. That's faithfulness. This is how we're to be found faithful. It is measured by our obedience to His will. Jesus goes on to say just a few verses later that He gives us the Holy Spirit to be our helper in this. I want you to know this morning that God live a life of godliness. He has given you everything you need to live a life of godliness. So no more excuses. No as to why And I'm preaching to the preacher as well this morning. Please understand that. When I was reading, when I was working on this, it was just a conviction in my heart. There's no more excuses. There's no more excuses as to why I'm not surrendering my will to the Lord in this area of my life or this area of my life. God calls me to be faithful. He calls all of us to be faithful. That is the response of the community. My response is part of this community. What I believe is for the sake of this community. All of us have a response to play. All of us have a response, have to respond to God's faithfulness by being faithful in return for the sake of the community, for the benefit of the community, for the flourishment of the community. I truly believe that. I believe that the greatest obstacle to the flourishment of community is when we refuse to surrender our will to the Lord. That's the greatest obstacle to this community flourishing. But the greatest advantage that we have as a church, as the body of Christ, and to impact this world around us is when each and every one of us have chosen to be wholeheartedly devoted and surrendered to the Lord and His will in our lives, allowing Him to transform us by His will. And so my response as a community, my to God, not in my devotion, mind and my soul and my strength, but to be faithful to Him and the things that He's put right in front of me. To be faithful with God, what God has put right in front of me. He's put in front of me to be a father to three beautifully amazing kids who I don't understand yet. But He's told me to be faithful to them. Despite what goes on, despite any fights that we have, I'm to be faithful as a father to them. He has put before me to be a husband, a faithful, devoted husband. And so that means to be devoted through the thick and the thin, the good and the bad, trusting that God is faithful, and that if I'm faithful in what He's put before me, then I will see His faithfulness revealed in that. He has put before me to be a pastor. And so my responsibility to this community is to be faithful in my job, to be faithful pastor, to serve you, to be diligent in the reading and the study of the Word. This is my responsibility. Each and every one of you have a responsibility as well. My part in this is to be faithful to this community, is to be faithful to my neighbors. My faithfulness to my neighbors, I believe, affects my ability, our ability, and what goes on in here. I do. He's opening up to the Lord, and I pray for him every day, my neighbor. But I have to be faithful to him. And God has put him before me. What has God put before you? What has God put right in front of you to be faithful with? What has God put in your hands? What ministry do you serve him in right now? What people do you have influence in their lives right now that God is calling you and reminding you to be faithful with? Are you remaining faithful to God with what He's put in front of you? Are you remaining faithful to God with what He has put in front of you? You know, I think one of the greatest things about understanding faithfulness is that it's not a measure of success or failure from the standpoint of results, right? It's not about, okay, if this succeeds, then I've been faithful. You all could never return to this church again, and I would know that I was faithful to the Lord. You see what I'm saying? I would know that I had been faithful to God. If there's faithfulness, failure does not bring shame and guilt. If there's faithfulness, failure does not bring blame, and it should not lead to a sense of guilt. How many of you know that even in your faithfulness, that you're going to fail again and again and again and again? We see it all throughout the Word of God. People who were faithful and they failed. And so allow that idea of faithfulness being a measure of success and or failure to just be released from you. But God calls us to be faithful to the gifts and the abilities and the opportunities that He's placed right before us. Wow, time is getting away from me here. You see, just as the Israelites were preparing themselves for the future, I believe that we're at a place right now where we're preparing for the future. None of us know what it's going to look like in this community in 5-10 years from now, but I can tell you what, it's going to look a lot different. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's going to look a lot different. It's going to look a lot different inside of each and every one of you. If you're faithful to God and your devotion to Him and surrender to His will, each and every one of you in 5 years is going to look a lot different. You know what I'm saying? And so what does that look like in the next 5 years? I don't know. Well, we too are headed somewhere. We have to believe that we're not just here existing for this right now, but we are moving in a direction here. That God is building, He's growing inside of this church, He's growing inside of each and every one of you. We are headed in a direction, I don't know what it looks like. We have sort of like glimpses that God may have given us, but we don't know what it looks like. But what we do know is that this community of God will remain faithful to him all along the way. Through the good and through what seemingly is bad, but is a part of the process. Can I get an amen in agreement with that? Can I get an agreement that we'll be that we will be a church that is found faithful? Amen. Faithfulness isn't flashy. It's not flashy. It's not fancy. If we compare our relationship to God to some romantic relationship, it's not the honeymoon, right? It's not the butterflies. It's not that infatuation. But faithfulness is marriage. It is a choice that you make every day. I'm going to love this person. And I'm going to be devoted to this person. No matter what comes down the pike, I'm going to stick it out day after day after day after day after day. That is faithfulness. It is not fancy. It is not flashy. It is foundational. Faithfulness is foundational. Faithfulness isn't convenient. It is not convenient. How many of you know that faithfulness isn't doing what you know is right when you feel like it or when it's the fun thing to do? But faithfulness is doing the right thing even when you don't want to do it. The best example of this is Jesus when he's right in that Garden of Gethsemane. Again, I've been coming back to this passage of Scripture in this series. And he's in there and he said, God, you can take this cup from me. Anything's possible with you. You can take this. I don't have to endure the... I don't want to... But I don't think that Jesus wanted to be brutally ripped to pieces and beaten the way he was. The Bible says he endured the cross for the joy set before him. But I don't think it was his choice of action. He actually asked God to take it from him. But he says, what does he say? Nonetheless, Lord, not my will be done, but your will be done. That is faithfulness. It's not convenient. It's not always fun, but it is essential to the people of God. Faithfulness is not contingent upon your emotions. Oh, Lord, I'm going to be faithful to you today because you know what? I feel good today. I feel good today. But faithfulness is not a product of feelings. It's simply an act of the will. It's just saying, I will. It's and essentially like this. If you ever wake up and just say, like I pray this. This is one of my prayers all the time. Lord, let my mind be in tune with your mind. Let my heart be in tune with your heart. Let my spirit be in tune with your spirit. And essentially what that is I'm aligning my will with his will. And that is like a constant prayer of mine, that my will be aligned with his will. It's an action of the will. Faithfulness is a decision. It's not a feeling. And finally, faithfulness does not require an explanation. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understandings, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Being faithful to God means that we do what he says even when we don't understand why. And it's this kind of obedience that demonstrates that we trust him. And that there's a trust that surpasses our understanding, and it relies on his enduring faithfulness. Amen? Amen. I'm skipping over a bunch of stuff. But it's all right. Here's what I believe. Mike, could I invite you on up? We're going to take communion. Just have some piano. I mean, some guitar. Yeah, would you play the piano for us, Mike? No. Mike, you are a faithful man of God. And thank you for your faithfulness, brother. Thank you very much.
Thanks, bro.
I can honestly say that I can look at people in this church who have been here long before I have, and since I was just kicking around ankles as a little kid, I can just look out in this crowd and see faithfulness of God. And I'll tell you what, it's inspiring to me. And I can see how God has been faithful in your lives much longer than he's been faithful in my life. And it's special, and I want that, you know? I want to see God reveal himself again and again and again, because there's nothing like the faithfulness of God revealed in your life. There's nothing like it. And so today, Anthony's going to lead us in communion, which is essentially, we are for the last, not the last time, but in the last time in the series, we're going to be communing together as the faithful people of God. We're recommitting, and as we as we step into the future. We don't know what it looks like, but we know that we're headed somewhere where we're about to enter into the faithfulness of God again, encounter His faithfulness again. And so we're saying, here we are, God. We are going to remain faithful to You. We are, just like the Israelites did before they entered in the promised land, we are going to recommit ourselves and renew ourselves as a faithful community of God. Amen.